how he's gone. As the sun has drawn for the day, said he saw a thousand of his flaws, sharper than a claw. Something though it's far, just play long and don't conflict. One, two, three, it's what you see. Words and time, long days gone. Sigh, rise up and fall back down cold to the ground. We sleep in my eyes. No one can hold this girl anymore. There's no
somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somehow. Well, keep the horizon ahead of your game. Look through your victory songs, they sound the same. Fortunes as well as their fame. I only wanted to be there for you, but you ran into the uniform greatness my goodness I claimed. No one remembers my services, only my name. Bleeding heart for all the measure it's worth. I was a softer illusion than I used to look. And now that we're adding up all of the time that it took, you only promised me pages, I promised you books. Cannon is soft as a bird. Nothing as cruel as a second and first to a third. No other human encounter is quite so absurd. No one remembers their promises, only their. Break the
before I go any further with the playlist that I chose for you today, I'm just gonna play two very interesting and important like short films of information that I was looking at and I think might be really interesting, because it really is something that is very important, and I wanted to break through this very wonderful playlist of the Canadian female artists and take a moment to let the my interest of climate connection to also happen here for a second. So I will let the 1 minute piece here do the talking for itself, and then we'll get back to more of my handpicked artist playlist here at CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Sitting at the computer might not make you feel close to nature, but some internet users are actually helping to plant trees while they search the web. Ruby Au works for a search engine called Ecosia.
We are like any other search engine on the web, and like other search engines, we run on an advertising model. But the difference with us is we put 100% of our profits from ad revenues into tree planting and climate action.
Ecosia reports that since launching in 2009, it has financed the planting of more than 170 million trees worldwide. The trees are planted by local organizations, and each project is tailored to its location. In Uganda, for example, the company supported the development of wildlife corridors for chimpanzees. In Morocco, Ecosia helped plant fruit trees that can provide income for local communities. The company also funds urban forestry projects in cities like New York and Los Angeles. Al says Ecosia has more than 20 million users, and every time someone visits the site, they can see a running tally of how many trees their searches have helped to plant.
It is such a simple and easy way to take climate action.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of my like further research that I'm going to do down the line would also look at some of these interesting avenues by which the users are given an agency to participate in the very much required change in the climate change landscape. And I think Ecosia, and I am also aware of some other initiatives which try to link the very required steps like these to be matched with things that need to happen in bigger cities like Los Angeles. And I'm hopeful, but I'm not very positive, or like I'm a little skeptical for initiatives like these, because what I find interesting, and some of the researchers underline that, is depending on technologies and solutions like these, reiterate the fact that it's okay to live the life as we are living right now and just to continue as the way we are. But the reality is that the tipping point we are at right now needs changes really radically, and lots of things need to change. So steps like these really push the individual to do all the work and leave the big corporates out of the question box. And I think that is not the correct way to go about it. But also, I think some of these solutions also highlight that, you know, solutions are there. And it's just about valuing and applying that agency in the right way. And I will stop talking for a bit and play another bit here that I also found interesting from that. And let's see if I can get it running. Okay.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Mountains around the world are home to glaciers, massive rivers of ice and snow carved into the rugged terrain. But as the climate warms, many of those glaciers are melting quickly, and some may already be doomed to melt away entirely.
We found that the glaciers are losing a significant amount of mass, and that it's really controlled by the amount of temperature increase that we see in the future.
David Rounce is an environmental engineer at Carnegie Mellon University. He and his colleagues recently found that if the world warms 4 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, more than 80% of all glaciers could disappear. All that melting would contribute to rapidly rising sea levels. Plus, it would eliminate a key source of fresh water for billions of people who live downstream from those glaciers. But their research also found that if the world can limit warming to just 1.5 degrees, about half of the world's glaciers could be saved.
Any reductions we can have in reducing that temperature increase will have a big impact on preserving our glaciers.
Currently, the world is on track to warm nearly 3 degrees, so a lot more work is needed to protect these precious rivers of ice. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Through the concrete, like a highway rolls in your childhood dreams, I'm a wild abandoned ray of heat, and I'm coming for you like a stampede. I'm coming for you like a driving storm unchained. I'm coming for you like a third refrain. In a heavy heart there's a sea of light, secret until dead of night, where the deeper meanings dare to fight. And I'm coming for you like a voice inside. I'm coming for you like a final round. I'm coming for you like a tempted hound. I'm coming for you like fury and sound.
you.